Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. First of all, we'll take a look at Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast, which is calling for a sunny day today, but it will be a little bit chilly with temperatures only around 50 degrees. We'll get the full details on the tri-state forecast. The full details on that forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Taking a look at stories that we're following for you today, cannabis producers in Connecticut have licensed three facilities to expand into the recreational market. From the Republican American, three of the state's four medical cannabis producers getting licensed to serve developing recreational market. The fourth in Watertown is seeking a dual license, and a Torrington medical dispensary has been approved as a hybrid retailer. The State Department of Consumer Protection reported on Tuesday that Advanced Grow Labs in West Haven, Connecticut Pharmaceutical Solutions in Portland, and Cureleaf in Simsbury have completed the necessary steps to receive expanded producer license. The fourth medical producer, TheraPlant in Watertown, admitted its application on November the 10th. Still River Wellness in Torrington operates under the name C3 Ventures. In late October, the Torrington Planning and Zoning Commission approved Still River to operate its recreational cannabis store at 3568 Winstead Road, where its medical dispensary has operated since May of 2019. As we take a look at this week and the remaining meetings that are coming up at towns this week, coming up today, a reminder that the Salisbury Town Hall is closing at 12:30. Now, the Salisbury-Sharon Transfer Station will be closed tomorrow. In Cornwall tomorrow, there's the Fun Run on Thanksgiving Day in Cornwall Village for all ages. It'll be held for children, a 0.7-mile run around Cornwall Village, followed by an adult run of 1 mile. Also through the village, $10 donation registration fee for ages 11 and up. Refreshments will be available. A reminder that in Dover, New York, Thanksgiving town offices will be closed and Friday, November 25th, November 24th all day through November 25th all day. This weekend, if you're looking for something to do, there's going to be a lot for you to do. One of those items, Noble Horizons Festival of Trees opened up, and it runs with free admission Saturdays noon till 4, Thursdays and Fridays noon till 6. And a reminder, their gala party comes up on December 3rd from 5 till 7:30. More information and tickets for that party are available at 860-435-9851. Once again, the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary has their holiday tree fundraiser again, and it's going on right now. You can make donations in memory or in honor of a loved one by donating $5 per individual name to the auxiliary. The memory tree is displayed in the lobby of the Sharon Town Hall through December 31st. More information or to obtain a form for a donation, contact the Selectman's office at 860-364-5789. Now, the Dover Second Baptist Church is offering a free take-home Thanksgiving meal to residents for pickup and or some deliveries. That is happening today from 4 till 7 p.m. Now, if you want to see if you can still get one of those meals, 845-877-9458. The registration date was cut off yesterday, but if you want to call that number and see if you can be included, go ahead. Thanksgiving Day dinner is being held once again at the Pilgrim House in Canaan on Granite Avenue in North Canaan. Everybody is welcome. There's no age. There's no monetary limit. There's no any of that. This is simply so someone will not spend Thanksgiving alone. You can go and have a good time. So if you know anybody that needs a meal delivered, or if you want more information, 860-824-5854. Of course, that is being held tomorrow. Meals for Thanksgiving in the Berkshire community. Berkshire South Regional Community Center on 15 Crissy Road in Great Barrington hosting its annual community Thanksgiving supper. Seatings were at 5:15 and 6:30. A pickup option is offered. More information, berkshiresouth.org. Busy weekend, like I said, you can go to the Festival of Trees at Noble Horizons. Also, Millerton has their Festival of Lights this weekend, kicking off on Friday from 10 to 2, ice carving demonstration at Veterans Park at 11 o'clock, free screening of the Polar Express at the movie house. Also at 1:15 to 1:30, a children's raffle at Veterans Park. 1 o'clock to 3 p.m., cookie decorating and live music at the Northeast Community Center. 1 to 4, hot cocoa and cookies at Veterans Park. 1 to 4 on Friday, free hay rides, pickup at Veterans Park and Dutchess Avenue. 2:30 to 4:30, the Salisbury Brass Band performing holiday songs in Veterans Park. At 5 o'clock, Veterans, the Festival of Lights Parade and Tree Lighting with the Millerton Fire Department. All weekend long, there'll be the Himmel Ornament Workshop at the Irondale Schoolhouse, book giveaway at Northeast Millerton Library, and for the kids, a snowman scavenger hunt as well. All that information and more is available at millertonevents.com. The Canaan Events Committee is having their annual Parade of Lights with a visit from Santa on Sunday. Make sure you plan to go to that. Any questions? 860-671-9818. On Thursday, December 1st at 6 p.m., the D.M. Hunt Library will host Journey of a Young Filmmaker with Falls Village resident Yona Sada, a film student at Bard College. More information at 860-824-7424 or huntlibrary.org. The Merry and Bright 5K Reindeer Run and Walk will be held Saturday, December 3rd at 9 a.m. It's at 15 Academy Street in Salisbury. Now, meanwhile, going on that weekend in Salisbury, the Merry and Bright Holiday Weekend. Registrations are now open for the wreath-making workshops with Shelley Woolert from Hudson Valley Flower Farm. We'll lead you in creating your own 18-inch wreath. Now, events take place during the Merry and Bright Holiday Weekend on Saturday, either at 11:30 or 1 p.m. in downtown Salisbury. Location is the patio of Honey Church Home. You're asked to dress warmly and bring garden gloves, make a wreath, and also go and visit all the different events going on during the Merry and Bright Holiday Weekend. Swasa has their annual ski and skate sale coming up on Saturday, December 3rd at the Lakeville Hose Company from 8 to 11, but you can only find great deals with newer equipment. You can also sell your unwanted stuff. You can bring your equipment one day only on Friday, December 2nd from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. No equipment will be accepted on Saturday. As always, the sale on Saturday runs from 8 to 11. From 11 to noon, residents can pick up their money or unsold equipment. Any remaining equipment after noon Saturday becomes the property of the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Equipment eligible for sale includes downhill ski boots and ski poles, cross-country skis, boots and poles, ice skates, hockey equipment, snowboards, and boots and snowshoes. No clothing. If you want to make a donation of clothing, the Bargain Barn in Sharon accepts those donations Tuesday through Saturday from 9:30 till 12 noon. Now, a Lakeville Host Company will be at this event offering coffee, donuts, and breakfast sandwiches for sale. The annual fair for the Sharon United Methodist Church will take place on Saturday, December 3rd from 10 till 4 at the basement of the church on Upper Main Street in Sharon. Also featured will be an assortment of cookie, breads, and pies. Holiday card and tag making workshop with Meg Musgrove will be held Saturday from 10 till noon at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. Hosting that holiday card and tag making workshop with Meg Musgrove, participants will print up and 10 cards and 10 large gift tags. More information at 860-824-7424 or huntlibrary.org. Meanwhile, the 12 Moons Coffee House in Falls Village on Saturday, December 3rd at 6:30, they will feature singer-songwriter Chris Brown as its December offering. The format is an open mic followed by a featured performer at 8. The setting is intimate and casual with light refreshments or BYOB. Patrons are seated at candlelit tables, conducive to bringing dinner to enjoy while listening to live music. Now, the coffee house depends entirely on donations at the door. Sign up for the open mic starts at 6 p.m. A Broadway Cabaret fundraiser live in Sheffield with two performances of South County artists. Christ Trinity Church brings these performances to Broadway Cabaret fundraiser to help support its work in Southern Berkshire municipalities. The programs will be held on Saturday, December 3rd at 7 p.m. and Sunday, December 4th at 2 p.m. Tickets by reservation only. More information at aplos.com/aws/events/Broadway/cabaret. And Sunday at 2 o'clock, the same thing. COVID protocols will follow all current COVID-19 guidelines offered by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and the CDC at the time of those events. The Dover VFW Post 5444 has their auxiliary breakfast on Sunday, December 4th. And It runs from 7:30 to 11. Support the work of the VFW Auxiliary and having breakfast with them on Sunday from 7:30 to 11. Adults, $10. Seniors, $8. Children, 10 years and under, are $6. The Amenia Fire Company Parade of Lights will be held this year. Like last year, the Amenia Wasaya Community Organization has put together a day filled with holiday-related events. This will be Sunday, December 4th, from 2 until 5 p.m. Tree decorating at 2 at 3. Santa visiting the Great Cape Bakery at 4 o'clock. Music performance by the Weavertuck Music Department at the basketball courts. 4:15, tree lighting and Citizen of the Year announcement at the town square. 5 o'clock, the parade of lights starting at the firehouse. 2 to 5, there'll be a kids' holiday arts and crafts event. 2 to 5, refreshments and food provided by local businesses. At 6 p.m., a special screening of the Polar Express at Four Brothers Drive-In. They hope to see everybody there. Come decorate the floats, trailers, and more. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find a daily dinner, nightly dinner specials, and a tapas menu, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and Salisbury Bank at salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,150 scenes. S&P 500 starts off at 4,015.25, and the NASDAQ will start off the day at 11,763.00. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.